네바 인자다 듬바데 그레스나다 나도 듬바데 미기 위초라 듬바 체나다 디요마라 자와 자와 간데지나야 듬별 듬발라 라데바레 듬비텔라 듬비젤라 도요라 대녀기 젤라 자와 간데지나 대녀면은 지금 말어와 다 자와 야가 이나 개위 자와 이나 미기 위 자와 이나 강답자 대녀길로 이 젤라 도요 다 대녀길로 데 아니 야가라 텐두니나 아니 차와데 야기 제스 도그레 어 미기위 차와라 텐두니나 두기 초라 텐두니나 아니 링아 있음데 링아 있음데 미기위 초함 차와 두 차와 냄비 초라 도그요레 아 테녀데 아니 기위 초라 스고라다 야기 초라 텐두니와이나 아니 링아 있음지 차와 참 아니 야 Yagi chose Namiduta, Givi chose Natir, Yagi Chorato, Tindinata, Manzoya, Anni Gapsupaba, Anni Givi Chen Yambi Kablaya, Anni Tenyede, Yagi Chorta, Yimbara Chenyanga, Chenyanga Yundi, Migi Chola Tendinia Yomara, Givi Sambaji Gun along the Chenyanga Yonga Inzam, that Gilon Yapotija Kachimbares.
So, when we're talking about this kind of idea of aspiration or desiring to do something, that is what gives rise to a sense of wanting to strive for that. Actually, what motivates us to undertake or engage in a particular action. So if we don't have the desire to do something or the aspiration, we're not going to make the kind of effort to strive to accomplish that. And so if we have a kind of a mind where we are striving for or seeking after positive things, virtuous activities, then the acts of our body, speech, and mind that follow after that will in turn be negative, or be positive, sorry, be virtuous actions. And on the other hand, if we are sort of striving for, desirous of things that are of a negative kind of character, then the acts of our body, speech, and mind will likewise be negative. So here, when we are on the occasion of coming together to listen to the Dharma, no one probably has a negative or non-virtuous kind of motivation for being here listening to the Dharma. But it's important, though, that we think of our motivation, that we contemplate that and set a good motivation as we undertake something like listening to the Dharma.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I'm going to say that. Chidang Ranga Tunga Yuvare, Raya Jaganaji Tungagi, Jindu Yuvare, Yina, Munju Tapot and Tinde Yomare. Rede Anni Rangchipola Samla Tama in a Tenda Tunga Munju Tapo Yomare, Yinayam, Tenda Negapchi Neva Yinayam, Ranga, Ran Leda Nemung Shawan Yinzang, Anni Ran Lenying Shawan Chen Yinzang, Jaganaji Tungala, Tunga Siete Yuvaruako. Tunga chakpo tenda negab chikpe ngonju chakpo menayang jega naji tunga yoyo barwa ta rang tenda ngonju chakpo menayang ta rang le shenbi simje mangbo ji tenda ani tunga chakpo dan yungen kangde mangbo yore ani rang dan tawa ani jega naji tunga yoyo ba di gang la tarung tini tunga ngonju chakpo satang jegum ki tunga jega naji tunga 어다 제가 나지 동안 문주 차고 용신 봐 어다 강달장 랑 먼저 랑자 많이 봐 셰 아니 배 아 파 타링 저 섬로 땅와 있는 답에 지든지 강 강은 내봐 있나야 심제 레닌지 샹원쟁기 심제 인친제라 다 차장 대공기 동아 깨가 나지 동아 와다 거의 동아 때 잡힌 용심부터 강대요 직바 직장래 오다 기조 창마 동아래 잔대여가 아니 랑다 잡아 직바 직장체 어 딘데 인장다 망보 직라니 동아래 잔대여나야 차월치에기 탑시에다 뉴바당 지여 말해 다 변화 심지에 가시글라 동아래 잔대기 Lota shook chimbo yore de, and then Dungale tend to tau go tawa chico, some be 땐도 자야게 체도 개와지 듣고 삼비 삼로 고란 께 두예요 말에 가인스나 남인기 집에 딥니 레기 집하다 남인기 집에 슉침기 딥니 기위 삼바지다 깨고예요 요 말에 어다 딘제기 답에 둥아 잔대 예장 둥아 자야기 탑 기위 삼바자면 깨 묻음경기다 뜻심제 멍보지 요아인데 대답을 때에 랑 아니 디즈 내담자오 야아래 소소 탄담만조 가인스나 동아래 잔대 요래 때 자와 자외기 탑시지 채나 된다 지혜 요래 개와 두비의 요래 개위심지 오 딘데 인정다 오 다 랑점 마셔 시엔 냠탑이 심지 망보지 요라 동아 잔대 요장 아니 자위 탑 개와 개위 로짬이야 개미둠 개기 레다 남인기 디바 슉 슉 침불 왕기 딥네 개위심 바찌기 요 말해 난 간도 밀라 레다 남인기 디바 디제 양와 인정 기위스바 제기요레 오다 딘데 인상 내당 베테 카가르 만두 디즈 야가르 다 디베 딜레 내당 베 탑교 망보요 한다 디다라 닝제 슈침보 지께네 아니 닝제 슈침보 지께네 아다 디다 마랑레 가지엔기 탑교와도 이 양아와다 닝제와도 선네 닝제지 있게네 테니 오다 디즈 동아레 자야기 체도 마랑기 melam chigle mena ya tsetila tida ki chetu jagi ying sambata gyewa na chik chubwa yena ya di chetu ying sambata tida dunga le chaya chetu oda kandar jang tida dunga le chayu chetu ani gyewa kante chik chubwa yena ya ani ta rangshin simjian tamja ta simjian tamja dunga le chaya chetu ying sambi kone ani che nyemba diyan di chetu ying sambi ginlong chi chungwa yena ta ginlong namji
So here we have gathered together to listen to the Dharma, listen to these teachings. And generally, those of us who are here right now, we probably are not subject to some really intense suffering. If we were, we probably couldn't make it here to be listening to the teachings. So we have troubles and difficulties that befall us from time to time. But again, we're in a kind of good situation where we aren't subject to the really intense sorts of sufferings that other sentient beings have to experience. And so we can recognize, though, that because we are under the control of our karma and our afflictive emotions, then we have to experience the subject of birth, aging, sickness, and death. We, being in that kind of situation, we are going to have to experience these various kinds of suffering. But we are fortunate in that we don't have such intense suffering that we are unable to even, say, think of doing virtuous things or contemplate the kind of methods by which we could get out of our suffering. So if we look at like us, all of sentient beings don't want to have to suffer, but we can see that there are many sentient beings in this world that are experiencing really intense kinds of suffering, whether it's from hunger and thirst or other sorts of troubles and difficulties. When we look around, we see that sentient beings are subject to all kinds of different sufferings. So it's not just me, it's not just us that are suffering, but rather all sentient beings that are existent in samsara are subject to these sufferings of samsara, the sufferings of birth, aging, sickness, and death, and uncertainty, and meeting with what they don't want to meet with, and so forth. So when we look around, this world, this realm is filled with sentient beings who are suffering. And while we all desire to be freed from that kind of suffering situation, there are many who are in a situation where they aren't able to even think about doing virtuous things. They're so distracted by the kind of overwhelming suffering that they experience that they don't have the ability to contemplate doing virtue or even really think about the methods to get themselves out of this situation. So we should recognize that we're really in a fortunate place. We have kind of a good situation in that we are able to recognize our kind of suffering, but also apply ourselves to virtue. So we look around and see that there are all of these sort of impoverished sentient beings that are unable to even think of doing positive things for themselves or engaging in a method to get out of the situation that they are in. But we are fortunate to have have a kind of rebirth where, although we still do are under the control of our karma and afflictions and have various obscurations, we have the opportunity to think about something positive, to try to apply ourselves to a method to get ourselves and others out of that situation. So seeing that there are many others in a worse kind of a state than we are, we give rise to a sense of compassion. So even if we're just maybe in this life only to do that in the form of a prayer, or even if we're just doing a little positive action, if we put that kind of motivation, thinking that this is for the sake of freeing myself and all other sentient beings from the vast sufferings of samsara, this is the kind of motivation that we're striving to achieve, striving to generate, as it's called within the stages of the path literature. This is this attitude of bodhicitta, of wishing to become enlightened for the sake of all sentient beings.
Oh yeah, that didn't get that. Chi du da kinlong dindi ji chi bi ku ne da ngang zu jin ju ki o de kinlong dindi ji ku ne da kang dar dian da da di gi chi du gar chi u re es na da xian du ma le chan de gi san ba ju gi ye na xian jiong de gi san ba ju ye na ani ngen tang bo xian jiu bie gi tab lam tab si na mi du ni ba de rang la ye gi gi yo re ngen su jiu ba la 先, news to be a new body run the men, a jumdegi, and then maybe Mans Chanjuk sim, maybe Chanjuk is sim, see a jimato, and a dizam jimato, Shendin to Dachamaju, Dukuna, Sambata, Shendin to Zochan, Toba Chao, Sambi, member Zam Chagirimato, and a jubi never your marwa. That Chanjuk is sim, member Chanjuk is sim, Gibi Jela, Namji, Juba Chanjuk is sim, see a day, news to Shendin. 현라 탄도 자치모 주비에게 체도 아니 네스 주 주비 아니 샘게기 요한도 주버샘게스 어디나신 만조야 현된 자치모 주 주비에게 더바예나 네 담보 아니 장량 장기디 가르스브레다 현된 현라 탄도 자치모 주 체 주민 조비예나 네 담보 장기 가르스브레다 Rangi gila yuanden mongbo, yuanden ji changge giyo re. Rangla yuanden changme na, ane xianla ngesu duyegi chajime, dini xianden tu na sambi memba zamla lato gire mato, tele lagi, ane yarje duye mewa inzang. Da tangbo ane rangi, ane xianden duyegi chedu, rangi ane tesam gomsu msiye de chege giyo re, nen tangbo. Oda Kandarjang, Dini Rangita, Migu Tartu Shendi to Yegi Chetu, Mentambusna Midu, Rangi, Ani Sanjengi Sungrabla, Tesam Gomsum Chene, Dini Rangi, Tambute, Partu Tambarsha, Ra, Jerimbuchi Sumana Shinchenita, Tambu Jajin, Teba Manduza, Partu Shumlu, Tamja Tambarsha, Tamanin Zengim to Yamsulang. Kunjang tempat jebi cedu ngos ta dinang sinci ta cuma ina anis ta sendian lap cebu tu tu biar ta tambah jajan tebang mangdu ta parto sulu tamca tambah syar tambah nizen kundo nyamsu lang sidi tini tambah tesam tambah te tenes tebi tengah samlo tang bi jela ta jebi jela ta je cawi jela anis ten gila jani ta kare ina ya me ningje ina ningje gila rangi gila je adu ta rangi ta jebi shungne sungbi tanda de rangi shenpa chane o shungne ningje sina dindiji ningje jedang diresha ningje ki mo diresha se ngebi jela ane ningje tama ningjian kundu nyamsu langse de ta ningje rangi gila je adu ta ye chanjuk semgi mo dang chenyi nge tenla papcawi ngeba nyebi jela Oh, that Chanjuki Semgi, Miu did it, Goba did it, Mo did it, Cheche did it, Dito Chatan, Neva Chene, or that Chanjuki Sem see the Rangi Gila, Ye Adupta, Taganashi, then it Tombani see it, that Shenden Dubala, Tombani see it, Tandata, Mo, that Cheche to Shene, that the Gom, oh, Dilla, that Tamani Zengu, Yamsu Lang see it, oh, Dinja Chuma in a tinny, T. Gelatin. Kunjang tempat jebi cedu ngau sedi ani simjeng kita kita sanjeng tempat jebi cedu ngau zaman ini zaman tak rangi shende lapchimbo dhubtuki reyesi kurta nguye tang jibi kune tse diza ma se tse dila simjen ten lapchimbo majung na ya tse chima la dila ya lapchewa dhubtuki reyesi ane tse ra mangbo la simjen mangbi ten dhubtuki reyesi tse jib simjen ki shende dhubsi di tse dila simjen mangbo ki ten dhubi geja ma re tse dila lapchong che me lam gyab che bayi na tse dila kalakhan zamji dhub 제와 제말라야 현대 클라칸 좀지 아니 디네장 아니 현의 팬도 자침도 두게 어 딘데 용기로와 네 디체다 장주 쌤어 딘데다 강다데 디체도 테 니테섬 검수 지기리요레스
So here we set this kind of a motivation in particular for listening to the teaching. So if we have this kind of thought, we want to be able to help and protect other sentient beings, then we need to gain the ability, the kind of means to actually be able to help other sentient beings. So first we begin with this sort of aspiration of wanting to free others from their sufferings, ourselves and others from the various sufferings that we experience. And wishing for that sake to become perfect, a perfectly enlightened Buddha in order to be able to really fully help other sentient beings. So we begin with that kind of aspiration, thinking like how wonderful it would be if I could help sentient beings in this way. And based upon then that strong desire, we engage in various deeds and various activities in order to develop that bodhicitta and develop the kinds of means to actually benefit other sentient beings. So beginning with a sort of strong desire to help others, this wishing to bring them a vast benefit, we have to also recognize that we don't currently have the ability. In order to really be able to help sentient beings in a very sort of powerful way, we ourselves need to gather, we need to accumulate and develop many qualities within our own mind stream to be able to do so. So it begins with this process of first listening to the teachings. We have to have an understanding for ourselves, and then we need to contemplate those instructions, and not just contemplate them, but actually put them into practice to eventually become a suitable kind of vessel to teach to others, to explain these things to others. So as Jay Lama Tsongkhapa has said, first we should strive to gain much hearing. We should gain much learning through listening to various different teachings. And then we should contemplate all of those various instructions that we have received. So thinking about and reflecting on the teachings that we have heard. And finally, then we should put them into practice day and night and dedicate whatever virtues we accumulate to complete enlightenment. So in this way, we need to first seek out hearing about various things. So we've, like, for example, when it comes to compassion, we should understand, well, what is compassion? What kind of suffering are we reflecting on and wish to free sentient beings from, and so forth. And based upon our learning about compassion, we then contemplate that in various ways. And finally, we engage in generating compassion within our own mind stream. So this applies to whatever kind of topic it is, whether we're talking about bodhicitta, looking at, well, what is bodhicitta, and then contemplating bodhicitta, and finally developing that within our own continuum. And so too, when it comes to, say, the topic of emptiness, as we're discussing now, we need to first seek out an understanding of that, then engage in a kind of contemplation of those instructions, and finally put those into practice, dedicating whatever positivity toward the enlightenment of all sentient beings. So when it comes to this attitude of wanting to benefit beings, we should recognize that too, that it's not something that just happens within one lifetime. There are ways that we're able to directly benefit sentient beings sort of in the temporary, and then a kind of long-term way, it's more indirect way in which we're able to benefit them. So although in this lifetime it may just be kind of like an aspiration or trying to develop certain qualities and making prayers that we might be able to benefit sentient beings, that kind of aspiration will lead us through many lifetimes to develop the sorts of qualities and abilities that allow us to benefit other sentient beings. So not just thinking about this life alone, but rather with a sort of long-term view, we should set this kind of a positive motivation for listening to the teachings, thinking that this is for the purpose of eventually being able to fully benefit all sentient beings.
Oh yeah, that kind of thing that I said surely is something that I'm 아, 치신 남간 내바다 드로 치신 내주바 대시 당내 내주네 드로이 동안 세워 쇼 승유라 이배 푹다 링볼라 삼로단 심쟁이 현대 조이 텐체 심쟁이 텐체 세데 심쟁이 텐 삼마 쳇딜라 차와치게 디마레 쳇딜라 차야고라요 말에 현대 쳇딜라 심쟁 주이 텐체 뜸나 약보라 아 쳇제마라 깨와라 정매바 인자 쳇 깨와 제마들라 니슈즈지기 창 텐체 뜸나 지기오라 아 디니마 아니 이자제 디니마 돈데 다 깨워라 정매비 치시 넘겼네바 마세바도 심지어 유디 잠바 난 만조야 깨워 디가지 련교기요래 오 디 깨워 정매바 련교기요래 오 깨워 심쟁 치시 넘겼네바 다 좋아 치시 내도 대시 당니 내주 내스게 오다 대시 아니 다 아니 현대치 심쟁이 된 중견직이라 배고 가르소래 아 네네 소리다 아니 Do it to my sewa shows, what I do it to my say, see the do it to my tama, Tedila say to be a yomare, Tedipasha, Tedimala and Kapura, do it to my tender tama, Sanja tongue may but change your day, do it to my tamja tender say to be yomare, Mombana, Tarugi, Gorgirata, Simjatam just Sanja, yes, Yorta, Simjatam just Sanja, Tiji, yes, Yor, O D, Yoda Yorate, Kati Yores, and the Pekiwa tongue may be jail, a tongue may but a tongue may but what did you get jail, Mato, Kapura, Oinza, do it to my say, see a day. Titamjila, Queen of my Bacher, or that Sarah Mambola to eat to my singing, Jawa show, say what in Melam Jaguar. Di Jawa inton, Sarah Jemma Namsu, Anni, to eat to my singing, Yapoji Yongala, Anni Tetila Yang, Anni, Di Chetu, Rangi Lobjon Chevaina, Mambana to eat to much say, Lobjon Mambo, Shirachimoko, Tenda Yeo Bara Pajaji, O Din Nebe Jacho, O Dindis Jenny Gabayore.
So here again, this is something where we really are taking a long-term kind of an attitude. It's not as though we're going to be able to relieve the sufferings of all sentient beings in this one lifetime. Maybe we're able to help 10 different beings in some ways, but it's really, we shouldn't think that this is something that will happen quickly. It's not like we're going to relieve all sentient beings of their sufferings in just this life or the next. As Shantideva himself has said in the dedication chapter, and now, as long as space endures, as long as there are beings to be found, may I continue likewise to remain, to drive away the sorrows of the world. And so here, this is something where one has a really long kind of a timeline. We have taken countless rebirths, and it's not as though we're going to finish taking rebirth anytime soon. It will take us a long time in order to develop the kind of qualities lead us to Buddhahood. But we should have this sort of long-term attitude of thinking, however long it may take to benefit all sentient beings, may I too abide that long in order to be able to benefit them. And so this is something where we should have a sense that, well, countless Buddhas have come in the past, but they have not been able to eliminate all of the sufferings of sentient beings. And so when we are thinking about the sort of purpose, our motivation, we shouldn't think, well, I want to just be able to benefit sentient beings in this life, because this is a process that will go for lifetime after lifetime. So if we have a sort of long-term attitude, thinking that I don't want to just try to benefit beings in this life, but may I benefit sentient beings in all of my future lives, and in this life, creating the kind of causes and conditions that lead us to be able to benefit sentient beings. For example, all of our studying in this life is not lost. It's something that we will carry through to the next life, and we can continue to add on to that, and so thereby develop qualities to be able to benefit others. So this sort of motivation should not be a kind of short-term thing, but rather thinking very long-term, we should make this kind of aspiration to benefit others and undertake study with the sense that this is for the sake of benefiting beings in many lifetimes to come.
Oh, yeah, that? Kasong manzo. How is that?
Get you your Sunday.
Then I'll 텔리 남스다 직발했다 토요일에 밀로시니 시에대다 입수기비 개발기 토요일에 밀로시니 입수기비 개발기 아니 고 류남기 여름마도 류랑신기 두바지 가르쳐 파기 토요일에 미랑신기 두바지 요말에 입수기비 개발기 아니 로이 미 좋다니 딘데스 민나와라 딘나신 챘니다 미 류 시에대한 Yala tsoba chikla tene ane lü lü se lo yi pa tapa tsamre mato Yala chache susu ni chena nge lü se namji nganzu samlo nala nge lü se toto chi yorwa lü se chi nge lü se ki tsamba lapa dan lü ni kaka chao chi kangba dan lü ni kaka lü se di yala le shenpa chik lo la chargi yor nge lü se di samlo tangdi Lapan, nghe lapan lo la chargi yo mare, nghe lu siti zamba kangba lo la chargi mindo, chargi mare. O di kangba da lapa le shenbi lu yi dhoguchi yewa tsorki re. Re de samlo yapo tangna, samlo pa shibdu jeba chana, ani lu siye de kangba da lapa pa shangni lu yi chik, ani nye yo mare. So o di si urta, chisi kende. Chisi kienzo desi duusi kien tsona siti chashe dito kien ti tsona ane lini kiebu tabu nang siti ane lui siye di ngayi lui te tongi ane lui di mi ibtau chi tongi yore ta lui di mi ibtau tongi yore teshin chisi lakso la bena chisi kienzo desi du lini kiebu tabu nang siti toyo la ya je toyo de ko kien tsona ane mi ibtau ibtao de kien tsona tari mune tati ani kiwu mitao chi tongi yore pe teshin chisi lakso la as ani lakpa la aso pa teshin du chisi lakso la teye teshi ani luita nang lakpa la aso pi chashe dito kien dito tsok yeba teshi du ani nge lu siya chi nangi yore lakpa la aso pi chashe dito machang na ani lu siya chi Naya chariya mewa yinzang, ane luy siti ko lakpa le shen, lakpa le losu luy siti shaya yomares, lakpa da kamba le papini, yewa chene luy surdu yomare. Ina nganzu samlo nangla, nge luy siti lakpa da kamba le shenpa dhawu tsorki yore. O dindiji yomares yore.
So here we have arrived at verse 84, and so this is kind of similar to the verse that precedes it, where we had left off last time. It says in verse 83, thus there is no body, it is through illusion with regard to hands and other parts that body as a notion is conceived, just as on account of its specific shape, a pile of stones is taken for a man. So then in the verse that we're on now, as long as the conditions are assembled, the body will appear to be a man. As long as all the parts are likewise present, a body will appear therein. So here, like the example in the last verse, that as long as the sort of conditions are right, if you don't have very like clear lighting and you're a distance away, a pile of stones could be taken to be a man, a human. It looks like a person over there. But there's no inherently existent person in that. It's just that so long as those particular conditions are assembled, you're going to have the appearance of like, oh, that's a person over there. And so too, it is with our human body. We have this sense that there is something that is our body as a whole. Like when we think my body, you don't have just an appearance of say your hand or something, but there's this sense of like a whole, a real, a solid body that exists. And yet when we search for such a body, we can't find it. It's something that's merely designated on this collection of various parts. And so it is on the basis of these collection of parts, these sort of conditions that are assembled, that we think body, my body. But we have normally a sense in our mind that there is something that exists as our body that's sort of separate and apart from the various parts. It's like a singular thing, and yet when we search for it, we can't find any such body. So there is this feeling, this sense of having a body that we have, but it's really, when we examine, it's just a just a matter of the correct conditions being assembled such that we have the appearance of something that is, we would say, a body. So, like the example of if you have like a pile of stones or a cairn or something that's stacked up and the light isn't very clear, you're looking from a distance, you're going to have the thought, oh, there's a human. And so it is, as long as our sort of the various body parts are assembled, we will have this thought, oh, this is my body. But when we look for it, there's nothing aside from those parts that can be the body, but we also can't identify any particular part within that as being the body. But so long as we have this sort of assemblage of conditions, we will have an appearance of something we think of as body.
Oh yeah, that is jela niba chashe. Chashe yela namrang shingi meba tenla baba stajingde lu kangzang nandu lu siyaj yora yela chazang kangla ta go da chazang yungengi mi lu siyaj yor ta nandu lu siyaj yela le shenpa jing lo la chargo o di rang shingi yoma re siyaj tayang lu ki chashe di zon an lu ki rang shingi lu rang shingi meba re siyaj li rang shingi mebi junzen karesana li ki chashe dito rang shingi meba res li ki chashe dito ani ta kare resana ta lakba ta kamba ta siye dito re ta li siye dito la takba zangrowa ming takba zang tenne takba sigre ming tenne takba tenne takba laye di kwaye je yore bongba uma tangyuwi takba zang siye mangche la tenne takba zang tenne takba zang tenne takpa tsam siddhi tsamba pena lu siya di yenlak la tenne yenlak kamba da lakpa la tenne takpa tsam siddhi lu siya di shenjik la teba re mato rangwangi matruba di koko re tenne loyi pa shakpa tsam siddhi tsamba lu dashi siwara ta yenlak dinte jik la pa tenne ani loyi pa dashi sungwa la tenne tenne loyi pa takpa tsamre mato li korangi ngene tuba tang li rangi rangwangi rangshingi tuba tang siye tenne jie yoma re siye jire o di tenne takpa tsam siye di o tenne zang tenda di li siye di rangshingi matuba re yenla la tenne takpa re ta yenla di zoyang rangshingi matuba re o di siwa re
so Next, then we turn to the next topic, which here is determining that the various parts of the body, the limbs and so forth, are not inherently existent. So previously we had been contemplating the idea that the body as a whole is not inherently or intrinsically existent. So we have, again, this sense of our body as being something that exists aside from the various parts of it. It's like among those parts, but it isn't those parts exactly. So when we examine that way, we see that there's no inherently existent body that it could exist apart from the various parts of the body. Well, so then one turns to looking at, well, does the body as this whole exist in the various parts? And so here we get to then establishing that the parts themselves, like the hand and head and feet and so forth, themselves are not inherently established. So as the body as a whole is merely designated on the basis of this assemblage of collections, so too each of those parts then is merely designated in dependence on something. And so here when we talk about something being merely designated and the term can also be extended to merely designated in dependence. This means that there's no sort of autonomy or independence from the side of the object. So, for example, we have this sense of a body that like exists from its own side, that isn't somehow contingent or dependent upon us designating it as a body, or in the case of various parts of the body. But here, there's nothing that exists in that way, autonomous, independent of our designating it as such. So while these things, like our body as a whole and the various parts of it, appear to exist from their own side, when we begin to examine, we see that these are things that are merely designated independent.
Mm-hmm. lakpa lakpa siye di gandhi jila tawre si na sormi chok si di sormo mangbo, zugu mangbo yenge zugi yenla mangbo yenge dindhi jila ani lakpa si ming tabare sormi chok yenla sormi yenla sora sormo mangbi sormi chok dindhi jila lakpa si tabare ta teshin sormi nintang lakpa yang lakpa tajin Pungpo rangshin ki tu, lu siya de rangshin ki tu maare, lakpa ta kambi yenla di zola taba re sigo ra. Ta lakpa ya rangshin ki tuwa maare, lakpa siya de yang sormi cho la taba re, sormo zan zugu mangpo yengen dinti ji la taba re. Teshin sormi cho yin ki lakpa kanshi yinba gyuru si, lakpa siya de yang, ko takten zana nye yo maare. Zugu tepong deni sormo maare, zugchung deni semo maare, jizum ni semo maare, o dinte se tanga zo lakpa sigi yorite, lakpa deyang, ko chajen lakpa deyang, chashe sormo mangbo choba jingla pa deni, takpa yindi zamba, sormo di zo pa shang ne, lakpa surdu, nye jik takten zane, nye yo maare, o lakpa am kanshi yinba gyurus, lakpa kawa do sigure. Sormi cho la takpa tsamre mato telesimbi lakpa yo maresu. Teyang tsiki cho yinbi chiresu, yang sormo siya, sormi cho siya, sormo somo teyang, tamba chungru tan, lakpa teyang sormi cho la takpa resu. Sormi cho teyang, sormo teyang, pena sormo nge zungu, nge zugu le, nge tepong le de, ani tsiki cho la takpa resu. Ta tsik kashiya yora su tepong la tsik ni sumji, zugu di zo la tsik ni sumji toa, tsik ni sumi yengen jiki ta, chashiya tsik di zo ki chi. Tsik ni sumi yongen ki chashe dindajila zugu yang na tepong, yang na kungzu se ming tabare mato teyang tsiki tso yin mato losu zugu siyaji nye yo mares zumu da tepong da siyaji tsiki tso le losu tsiki zo pasha na zugu nye yo mares ko tatenza na ta tsik jang che che wasa ta tsik jiki nange tsik dizo yang pa chashe che wa yina ane Tsikdiyan rangi cha chewa yasi, tsikdiyan tele chungru tangi cha chewa yina, tene pa chana, ani dudena dudena. Da tsiki tsate tele chungru tangi, tene ta karalo re. Ma, cha diyan dula pa chungru tangi, ani cha diyan duji ma chung, du nangshingi ta cha chene yewa sewa yina, cha diyan duji chewa, tene ta karalo re. Ta zugu siyaji, dini tsik siyaji nye yo mara, ke meba yinza zugu siyaji nye yo mara, ke meba yinza lakpa siyaji nye yo mara, lakpa meba yinza lu siyaji nye yo mara, lu mena dini nge lu si namjin dini dizo yong siyaji yo mara, rangshinji yo mara, sota dinde oda kanda dya pa chungru tana, sormo deyang takten zana, cha chena nye yo mara, ani sormi cha deyang tarum dile chungru tangi, Chachana nyeyoma, tama chachungru, tana du chamo jila tukire, du chamo diyan chachana, ta chungi tartukwa sikirwa, ta du korang chachan korang yang chayi tingne nyeyoma res, du chungi tartukwa de, ta chata chachan, du chungi tartukwa de la, korang ki chashe, dizo yang korang marwa, kandarga nyeyoma res, odisi mure.
So then turning to this point of establishing that the various parts are not inherently established. So the body is not inherently established. But when we then try to look for, we look for the body within its various parts, and we can't really find the body within any of those parts or separate from those parts. And then we take, the various parts of the body, where do they exist? So taking, as it says then in verse 85 in the first line of 86, it says, likewise, since it is a group of fingers, the hand itself does not exist as such. And so it is with fingers made of joints, and joints themselves consist of many parts. These parts themselves will break down into particles. So here, when we look at our body, we know that we can establish that the body is not inherently existent because it's something that is merely designated on the basis of these various parts that make up the body. And so then when we begin to examine the parts that make up the body, we find that they're equally unfindable or equally not inherently existent. So take your hand, for example. What exactly is the hand? Well, a hand is something that is designated on a collection of parts, in this case a collection of fingers and a palm and so forth. And so when we begin to look, well, where is the hand within that collection of parts? What exactly is the hand? Well, we can't say the thumb is the hand, we can't say our pointer finger is the hand, or our middle finger is the hand, and so forth, but rather the hand is something which is merely designated on a collection of various parts, our fingers and so forth. And so, again, this thing that we call hand is not something that is inherently existent from its own side, and when we begin to divide into the various pieces and parts, we can't find something that is that hand. Yet the hand cannot be something apart from those various parts, like the fingers and so forth. And so again, when we begin to take this smaller and smaller, we look at, well, what's the, so the hand is something which is designated on the basis of a collection of fingers. Well, what is the finger exactly? So we take like our thumb. Well, where is the thumb? Well, again, this isn't something that we can point to or find because the thumb itself is made up of various joints. And so the thumb is something which is designated itself on a collection of various parts, in this case, various joints that make up that thumb. So we can't find something apart from those parts that is that thing, the whole, whether it is our body as a whole, a hand as a whole, or our thumb as a whole. But when we begin to look within the various pieces that make that up, we can't point to anything within that that actually exists as that thing. So when we continue to go down smaller and smaller, as the verse continues, these parts themselves will break down into particles. And so when you are trying to look for that thing, find that thing, you can go all the way down to, say, the smallest kind of parts of, like, particles, and you can't find that thing within it. So this is how we establish that what we call a body or what we call a hand and so forth, these are not inherently existent things, but rather are merely designated in dependence upon a particular collection. So as we go smaller and smaller and smaller and try to find that thing, we find that we're just breaking it up into more and more parts, and it's not something that could be found within those parts, but rather is merely designated based upon that collection, so long as that collection is there.
Oh yeah, then there is that. 풍부함 리싱에 랑싱지 투가 때네 요 말에 딱 된잖아. 아니 파 차체네 딱 된잖아 리지 차셰 가와라 짜나야 파 차셰 차셰 끼를 짜나 라바도 지 리스에데 가와도 짜나다 예라라 짜버로 라바도 지 띵네 짜나 예 요 말에 라바 코라야 예 요 말에 짜나 아 주물라 주기 주미 쳐라 따버 주구야 예 요 말에 치기 쳐라 따버 치기야 예 요 말에 치기 차셰라 대한 예 요 말에 두젠 쳐버라 때네 따버 두젠 대한 차체나 아니 라신지 추버지 예 요 말에 인상 단남진 간도 가진나가 요 최탐제 라신지 추버 두 점이야메 지에데 디니 레기오 딱된 짜짜짜 빼마 짜 십자천이 짜짜짜 탈 둘을 통나야 라신지 추버 탈 추쇼 둘을 통비 두 차쇼 될 통비 값이야 라신지 추버 예 메디 점바 두 차쇼 인데지야 라신 추버 레세 샤야 메디 점바 아니 라신지 추버 두 점이야 메바 시야 남지 직 라기와 최담자 라신지 추버 두 점이야 메 시야기 타녀디 딘데스 용기요
So looking for the body, we look within these various parts and we can't find anything that we can call the body that inherently exists as the body. And so too, when we examine the various parts, the components that make up what we call body, we can't find those parts either because they too, in turn, are divided into parts. So we can't really find our hand because the hand is something designated on a collection of fingers and so forth. And we can't find, say, the joint that makes up the fingers as we go smaller and smaller, all the way down to particles. So when we break things down and try to divide and divide and divide and find the thing existing somewhere within that, we're left that even the smallest atoms can't have any kind of inherent existence. There's not something that we can point to there as being the atom that exists from its own side. So again, it's often said that there's not even a particle or even an atom of inherent existence. And this kind of process of looking through when we are trying to find something that exists inherently as the thing designated, when we search within its basis of designation, we can't actually find it as such. Even when it goes down to the smallest particles, when we try to find, well, this is that thing and point to it, there's nothing actually that we can find and point to that inherently exists as that thing. So again, when we use this terminology of there's not even an atom of inherent existence, it's because when we are engaging in this kind of process of analysis, we can't find anything to point to that actually exists as that thing. And so this is what is being said here.
Oh yeah, that is gelatini. Oh, do the anchoji chai ye kasa. Do the anchoji ye wai, choyang chashe tavichi, that namgashin do tena do yam mess, kashin tena do yam mess. That do pe nanzuki supo de ma jabachin za 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 pe chum ma rapani ma taru 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 dang ni zani pe. ये वो शिवरु 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 तंग तमा दूल लेती जाम्बा दूजें से जो योरा ता दूजें ता दूचुमी तर्तु बदले दूजें से योरा आ ता दूल चारा मंबो योरा ता नंजो मिक थोए यो मरे से योर ता दूजें दिसो दू आ सक दूजें दिसो दूचुमशो दले दूजें से योरा दूजें ता पे थेले चुरु ताये मेंगें tam tanya kashe la duden chame yang sigre ngone ta duden chame la labdan ni jidang duden chame yo mar che tam je cha je yin zang chame gi du ta da ti chame la de ko la chu yi cha che ke le chu ru da ya gi cha me wa pe na te ji na chu ru da ya yo ra ko tu bu shi se na te de yi na tu bu shi se ra ta ga na xin pe na du de gang ji na chu chu de la cha che yo ra tu bu se yo ra ani Zedu chamo sigre, nganzo miki thongaya ki du cha shio tizo, nise ki du tizo re. Rwa? Miki thongaya, kato thongaya, nima ji la paa tsu, mambo du dinde, chamo dinde kora te, paa tsu, kujo jani dongen tizo, ta zedu chamo le, di miki thongaya ki du cha shio te, ta nise ki du de, nise ki du re. Tele cha wa tizo, ta nganzo miki thongi maro wa, ta mewa inza du cha shio te, ta tele chungi cham che mengen de la du chame du chamo se ur ta chung du chungi tartu pa de dire on ta tela rangshin ki tu tena rangshin ki tu matru takpa ina ta dila cho ki cha ko cha che ni ta du chamo tela yang shar ki du chamo teki shar Sharki cho ho noob chanung se kola chachee yore. Korangi duugi chachee na menayang choogi chachee yore. Cho de duum suung marwa. Korangle chungwi da duugi chachee yore. Inayang korangla shar ho noob chanung se chachee yore da choogi chachee yore. O dinde inza choogi chachee na yang duude rangshin ki chuba nye yore. Da dinde ki chachee wi cho teyang ani rāngshīn jī yuwa mārē, tīnī yā rūrē, tīnī dū yā cār tā, tī tōngbā nī tū chā cār tā, tōngbā nāmgā rāo chā cār, tā jīng ngā dzūgī lū yī sīyē tī, mā chūng rū chūng rū chūng rū tāng, tā mā dū chā mō lā lē, dū chā mō tē yāng pā, chā, chō kī chā, chē yōng tī, dū chā mō tī shā, tī shā kī dū rē lā tī, dū tī kī shā lā sām lō tāng tī, anī, dū tī cā sōng nā, shā kī tīng nū dū cā sōng nā, nyē yuwa mārē, dū chā mō yā nyē yuwa mārē, tīnī chō nāmgā tōngbā rāo jī mā tō, Ani du chamo tena zana nye yo mare. O dinde inzang, tang ten zana nye yo mare, se o dire. Dinde inzang, du diyang cho ki cha ye wa yi, ye na du chamo diyang tang ten zana nye do mindo kawa la ta war es na, cho ki cha la tena ta war es. Cho ki cha diyang tang ten zana, cho diyang 차시에다 자위 치르스 초대양 빈 샤르게 초대양 아니 다 차체나 요 말에 띠니 남가 동바 남가 동바 나시 주토그레스 남가 카신 테나 두양베 딘데 인상 두양 두 참어대야라 신기 주바 요 말에
소
디스
So here, then, when we are searching for something like our body, we engage in this kind of searching where we are looking more subtly and subtly. Does it exist in its parts? And then where are those parts? And they too are made up of parts. And what constitutes those various parts and so forth? And so one engages in this kind of analysis all the way down to the most subtle kind of particles or atoms that we can divide the body into. And when one is looking through all of these various parts, dividing and dividing and dividing, there's nothing that one can point to as existing as that thing. There's nothing that is inherently findable within those. So here in verse 86, it reads, so the first line we already went through, but these parts themselves will break down into particles, and particles divide according to direction. These fragments, too, lack partless parts. They are like space. Thus, even particles have no existence. So even the tiniest atoms have no inherent existence. There's nothing that we can find and point to, even within the most tiny of particles. So some schools will accept what are called partless particles, or things that could no longer be divided anymore. And of course, this would be much smaller than anything that is visible to our eyes. So there's sort of various terminology to refer to the kind of size of particle that is able to, like, I think it's like catch sunlight, something that we could sort of see that's a tiny little bit of particle. But if we're dividing down farther and farther and farther, there are those that would assert that you get to a point where there's a particle that could no longer be divided. However, that's not something that our philosophical school would accept, because even when you get down to the smallest particle, even if we're not really talking about sort of different parts of it, there is directionality to that particle. If it's going to, say, conjoin with other particles, we would have to have a north, east, south, and west part of that particle. But when one then tries to break that down, the eastern face, well, what are the directions of that eastern face, and so forth, there's nothing that one can point to as being that particle. Again, it becomes, like this verse says, like space. These tiniest particles have no inherent existence. So when one is searching through, looking for some kind of thing like the body, and one divides and divides further down and down to the smallest kinds of particles, one can't find any such particle. When one tries to search for the thing as it exists within its basis of designation, there is nothing to be located. Those particles don't exist as such. And so this is the way in which one examines the kind of nature of the existence of the parts that constitute what we call the body.
Oh, dear, that in the chashed at a pen and Namgashi, that I sing it to by your mares. That dena, then a jewa de la dinjito, tena do young rushing it to a mete, yena do den chameke yenge by you last. That do rushing it to by your mares. Kessi do rushing yena, and do den chamesi, do den chamesi, ke lengua chagiris, do den chamesina, that do den chame yoresina, do den chamesi as your mares. Duden chame yo mare, carresina, Duden chame yena gen carresina, tariba, lobe inegi, and nishubinala, Duden chame yena, and riba jitan yore, tugi jigjar jawana, tarab duja took to juru siege yore, tugi jigjar jawana, shesoji ripe nevichers, tugi jigjar jawana, tarab duja took to juru, tubota jan kojina. 공부왕 두전신 주루스 리바니 땅으로 뺀다 두개 직접 자원나 차라 개시 두전 참여 위원나 아스로 두전 참여지 위여바이나 다 딘데기 두전 참여 위원나 스고로 다 두전 참여 위원나 다 두충이 탈투바데 두전 참여 인고로 다 디이나 두충이 탈투바 두냠도 초용디 뺀다 두직라 초신이 두레를 잡 두 참어 찍라 아니 초신의 두레를 자 땡기 땡내 두찍기 자 어기 어내 두찍 자 용디 두 두기 뒤찍도 찍자 자로 나왔어 요래 두기 찍자 자와 나왔어 계속 두전 참에 얘는 찍은 가래 요래였으나 두전 참에 요 말했어 빼나 얘는 찍은 가래 했으나 두기 찍자 자위 뒤수 우스 요래 빼나 위기 두 찍라 샷내 두 찍기 자 손에 두 찍기 자 두 참어 찍 초신에 두 레를 자 땡내 두 찍기 자 어내 두 찍대 두 두기 뒤찍도 자로와 뒤쳐나 위 위기 두들라 샤르기 차 두 차단 눕기 차 요래 요 말해서 그래 계시면은 아니 샤르단 눕니 데네 포다 창니 데 땡다 오니 데 게도 그래스 차치에메와 아니 가자 두기 직접 자와나 차랍 두자 두도 줄스 차 예나 니스 그래 두기 직접 자위 뒤수 샤르기 차단 딘디기 위기 두들라 디샤르기 두레 딜호이 두레 시야지 요래 요 말에 지에 디 메나니 디 예나니 아니 위기 두들라 차투 요레스 위기 두 참모텔라 차투 요레 위기 두데 차제 차기레스 그랑기 참메리 잉스에 디기 칸스네 위기 두들라 샤기 차요레 누기 차요레 호이 차요레 장기 차요레 땡기 차요레 오기 차요레 두 참모텔라 차투 요레스 이 차투 예나 차제 차기레스 어디 리퍼직 다 계시 위기 두들라 두두기 직접도 자위 값을 차치에 매나세 샤르기 두당 누기 두니 아니 대도 그래 로아 디샤르 두 누브레세 예와치에 매나 샤르기 두대당 누기 두니 대 호다 창니 대 땡다 오니 대 용디 잠바 아니 두두 냠도 촉나야 참에 잉시나 두두 냠도 촉바데 공부를 해 남진가도 공부를 와 두두 냠도 촉대나 아니 두두 사바래 딜라 두 참에서 뭐 공부해. 근데 이나 아니 공부한 두전신도 줄을 아니 주제자오지 이나야. 다들라 땡당오 샤다서 누다 창스 체요 말해. 아니 공부 주제자오지 주제 도도 전부 뒤져야 두전인과 차도기래. 두보다장 코징나스디 두 두가 코사찍이나 코사소소 원해잖아 샤다서니 샤다 누 코사카가라 대사카가래. 빠르게 위기 두여라. 계속 뒤져 참마. 참에 고사직 이나 아니 두두가 제네 아니 공부대 대양 두제 인식으로서 두 망고 총나요 두제 인 참에 인 라고 하자기 디나 아니 공부 첨부 디응기 아니 먼저 쪽제 디양 두제 인 라고 하자기 어 추제 디야 두제 인 거라 어디 로베 인 얘기 다 리바 약쇼 디레 근데 인자 두 참에 요 말해서 어디서 그래 하우스
So here, looking at the commentary in the Tibetan to this verse 86, it says, therefore, these particles as well are not inherently existent. If they were inherently existent, then one would have to accept partless particles. And the kind of problems that arise from accepting partless particles, the faults that one incurs if you try to accept the idea of partless particles are explained very well by the Master Vasubandhu in his text 20 verses, I believe it is, that basically there are two kind of major faults that would incur if one is to say that there are partless particles. So again, the idea of a partless particle is that you have divided to the smallest possible extent, that it's no longer any further divisible. But if we are trying to talk about particles, say, meeting up to create a larger mass of something, we have to have a smallest particle that is able to connect with other particles in some way. So there has to be some kind of directionality to that particle. You would, if you're, say, going to assert that these smallest particles amalgamate, come together to then create larger things, you would have to then divide at least the particle directionally to have like north, east, south, west, above, and below. Otherwise, how could they possibly connect with others? So if it is the case that there is no directionality, then all of them would sort of like be in the same exact spot. or you would have to assert that, well, there are no partless particles, because at some point you have to assert some kind of directionality in order for those to be able to meet with each other or get together, amalgamate to create something larger. Then we would have to assert that the central particle, say, has parts, because then we can talk about there being one on the east side and west side and north side, south side, above and below, and so forth. But if you're really saying there are no parts whatsoever, then basically you can't have any kind of connection between these various particles. If there is not even directionality, or not even any sort of way to distinguish those, then as it says here in the commentary, those six would be like simultaneously connected. They would sort of have to abide in the same space. So you would have to either say that there is directionality to partless particles, such that it's coherent to assert that they can amalgamate together. But if you're really going to try to stick with there is no part whatsoever, these are partless particles, well, then there's no way to distinguish, again, the various directions or sides of that particle. So then when you to get another particle, how do those two connect, or how do those two meet with each other? You wouldn't, if the first particle has no parts, then the other would sort of have no parts in the very same spot as that other one that has no parts or no directionality. So they would all sort of exist within this, you wouldn't be able to assert any sort of amassing or creating of larger masses, because that one partless particle, if it doesn't have a, say, eastern side to connect with the other particle, they would end up occupying the same space. They would all become like the same thing. And so thereby you would have to then assert that larger objects, things that are visible to our eye, are actually partless particles, because it's all of a set of partless particles in one spot together. You have these kind of absurd conclusions that incur if you're really going to try to assert that there exist partless particles that can't even be divided directionally, such that when you have one come together with another, they're in the same partless spot. These are the kind of faults that are explained by Vasubandhu in his 20 verses as to why it's not logical to accept any kind of partless particles. Rather, the our school, for example, would assert that no such inherently existent particle can be found.
Oh yeah, that didn't that that door did not toto ngoma de karere sinata lucia de tindin zanta lucia de tini tatin zana niemeba rangi chasheta yala kangyang zana niemeba rangsinji matuba zimba juma milam tabures tindin zan lila chasapar cha cheten teta milam tabu yi sula cheten sushi chas tindin zan lila hajang chakwe chapa miribares lila rang ne lu si chenipe hajang chapa chen miribares otisure
So then in brief, basically, this is then turning to the point that because there's no inherently existent body, it's not logical for us to be attached to it. So when we try to find such a body as it seems to exist, we can't point to anything. There's nothing that we can find within the basis of designation that exists as that body. And so we're trying to find such a thing as it exists, but we can't actually find it. And this leads us then to be able to lessen our attachment. We come to see that our body exists as sort of like a dream, and thereby we get rid of the kind of excessive attachment that we feel toward this physical body that we have.
Oh yeah, that is it. That is the word alone. Yeah, but that milam tapi sudi matcha bitsena ani tsuktu batao namshings. That milam tapi luidi matcha matang matcha bitsena ko. Tapa jeba chena, ani rang tulo kunsa ki lude kaware siti zamba, tini nye meba, roa, 죽두바 나야 제비체 나라신지 주어내 봐. 테니 가와레 가레 칼라트스 리드 가와레 시티즘 두 둘로제 답어자에게 리드 가와레 시티즘 테니 차시에다 카메라 아니 리지 라신 라신지 주어 지에 매바 인상 아야 제대 수식차 딘딘자 류라 차파 미리스 아 간이스나 만지 류 류스야데 하장 덴바지네 용기요레 에이류 에이리스 레 마당 마제비 츠네 리지 여바다오지 나 딜라 덴바지 덴바지네 테네 녜류 녜류스다 아 쇼베 제보치에당 아니 딜라베 체레 가와기베 아 둘로야리 약제 칼라심리 심제 다 체레 가네 어 딘데지 에 덴징기 덴지 덴바투가지 지 아니 딜라체베 하장기 차네 어 디르체티 다 지 미릭바레스 가인스나 덴징기 믹테페와 수야 요마레스 덴징기 믹테페위스디 덴징기 유데라 믹테페르와라데 제바체나 코 니에치 지 요마레스 덴징기 유데 미 진당기 유데 요마레스 우리 덴징기 진당기 유 리 템퍼처바데 요마레스 두구두세 요마레스 어 덴지 디 디스 어 디스모타
So, reading then along the commentary to the first half of 87, and the first half of 87 reads, "All form, therefore, is like a dream, and who will be attached to it, who thus investigates?" So, here, when we're not investigating, when we're not engaged in this kind of analysis of the body, our body appears to us as though it were like set up from its own side. So this form that we have is sort of like a dream, but when we are not examining it, it appears to us in a way that it has its own kind of existence from its own side. But when we investigate and analyze and we look for that kind of body, we're not able to find anything that has that kind of inherent existence whatsoever. So if we are to, say, start to examine, well, where is the body? Like, I take care of this body. I feed myself. I clothe myself. I do various things to take care and protect this body. But where really is this body that I, say, clothe and feed and so forth? And when we begin that kind of process of analysis and investigation, looking through the various parts of our body and so forth, there's nothing that we can find that we can point to that is the body that we're taking care of or is the thing that we are feeding and clothing and so forth. So when we are not examining, when we're not analyzing, we can talk about, oh yeah, I wear clothes and I eat and all of those various things. But when one really examines and looks for the body as it appears to us, there's nothing that we can find, nothing that we can point to and say, well, this is that body. And so it is from our holding this body to be truly existent that we give rise to a kind of strong attachment when we think like, oh, I need the best clothes and I need the best food and so forth. But really when we investigate and look for, well, where is that body that you think is truly existent that needs those best clothes and best food and so forth, we can't find any such object. And so this kind of investigation and analysis leads us to recognize that this is really like a dream. It's not logical for us to have this kind of extreme attachment to this body. And so it is in this way that we're able to kind of destroy or get rid of, we don't find any object of that grasping at true existence. So we grasp at this truly existent body, but when we search for that object as it is grasped, it's something that we can't find whatsoever.
Oh yeah, that teacher, that Liyang da pungpo de rangshinji me na ane tela tabi kansa yang rangshinji yo ma res. Da torti na Liyu tenpa nyesha gombi, Liyu tenpa nyesha gomne karichi go res. Na tini Liyu le jeba che ne, tini Liyu de, tini rangshinji matru ba tang. O tinte nyeba nyeba ju kyo go re. Ten nyeba so na ane tela tene Liyang pungpo de rangshinji me ba trup so na tela tene tini yang kansa ki tang me jang. Lüter, ani, kansage damme ya, lüle dene tapa inzang, pungbole dene tapa inzang, kansage rangshin meba ya. Ani, yongiriz, o disen, da, kanze teta lü meba, teze jeba pime kans, lü rangshin ki tubaji mena, ani, tela dene tapi, ani, kansa jeba da pime siyegi, 텔라 따비 칸사 개바야라 신지 요마레 텔라 따비 피메야라 신지 요마레스 어디기 칸사라 신지 메바 텔라 따비 칸사자라 신지 요마레스 그렇다.
So here then it turns next to recognizing that therefore the person that is designated on the basis of this body is also not inherently established. So when one engages in this kind of practice of close mindfulness of the body, one investigates to see, is there a really inherently existent body as it appears to me? And once we have found certainty that there is no such inherently existent body, there's nothing that we can find and point to that has such an existence, then we can also come to understand that the person, which is designated on the basis of these aggregates, is also not inherently existent. So there's no inherently existent person whatsoever based upon this kind of analysis. So it says then, the body in this way has no existence. So when we investigate and analyze, we can find no inherently existent body. So what, therefore, is male and what is female? So if there is no inherently existent body, then we can't point to there being some kind of inherently existent person, one that's inherently male or inherently female.
Oh, yeah, that's all Tambanyasha. That's the Yanjaki Lu Tambanyasha, see the Drotsavari. That Lu Tambanyasha, see Tendayani, Rangi Lula, Lu Migudu Sune Lila, Anibe. Mata machepi li digi tsimba maimba. Mata machepi li si manzula chik namgi yore. Mata machepi tsana nge li kogi li si lola chik shargi yore. O digi tsim deba maimba. Di mata machepi tsana li si aji digi tsim dena digi yomar. Dini dila tene mata machepi tsana nangayagi li dila ngayi li si chik chargi yore. Dila tene dini chada mambo yongi yore. Rangi li la cha, shenji li la tang. Oda kangdar jashi, ani shenji lu denbar sunne tela nevi sambada, rangi lu ani denbar sunne tela chabi sambada, oda dinde yomuru, mata machepi lu taga rangla cha yitsim dena, ta digi mata machepi ta nangwatsamgi lu de mazimba, ani lu sina kandachila sigire, lu moma de kandachile re, lu rangshin moma de kandachile sire, ani Tatin 곰비
So that then concludes the kind of close mindfulness of the body, and then we will turn to close mindfulness of feelings. But here we should recognize that the process of the close practice of close mindfulness of the body involves sort of not being satisfied with the kind of appearance of our body as it appears when we're not engaged in any kind of analysis or investigation. So we have this sense of, oh, my body, my body. And when that appears to us, it appears in a way as though it had this kind of existence from its own side. And when we hold that appearance to exist as it appears to us, this leads us to engage in attachment and aversion, hatred for things that sort of we see as averse to our body, and attachment toward things that we see as beneficial to us. So if we're sort of like satisfied with just that appearance, the way that our body appears to us without any kind of analysis, we get led down into our afflictive emotions that follow from that appearance. But if we begin to analyze and investigate and look at, well, how is it that the body appears to me? And where is that body within these various parts? I have this sense of there being my body, but where does that body actually exist? And when we begin then to search and analyze, look within this basis of designation, within the various parts that make up the body, we can't find anything that we can point to as being this body. So when we engage in this kind of investigation and analysis and recognize that there is no truly existent body, this helps us with our various afflictive emotions. It is based upon having a sense of there being a truly existent body that we give rise to things like attachment for that body or hatred for things that harm our body, pride, and so forth. So the way that we engage in this meditation on what we call the close mindfulness of body is by not just being satisfied with the way that our body or that sense of body normally appears to us, but rather taking that and analyzing, investigating, well, where does that actually exist within its basis of designation and so forth? And the kind of unfindability, finding certainty that this is not findable, is what we engage in with this close mindfulness of body.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm going to say. That's all. Ani tsuwa tenpa nyesha gomba la shiis, ta gomba la asyati, ta jogo mema che, tsuwa tenpa nyesha, lu tenpa nyesha siyati, jogo ma re, tso che gomba re, ta tsuwa tenpa nyesha gomba la shiis, tsuwa rangi ngo rangshin ji tuba gaba, gyu rangshin ji tsuwi gyu rangshin ji tuba gaba, mi yu rangshin ji tuba gaba, tsuwi yu je rangshin ji tuba gaba, o dindis ta diche ani tsowi da ngoran shin tuwa kaba la tsowi ngola sum yora dunga dewa tangyum oda tsowa dunga ran shin ji matruba dang tsowa dewa ran shin ji matruba ta tsowa tangyum tangyum la ta jeba shira chibu maare ta tsowa tsowa deduk la jeba chibu re manzo deduki jesu ani tsowa deduki jesu nyemo mambo legi yore tsowa dewa la chakri chapa legi yore tsowa dunga la 당위 초와 동안 할 때는 시당 내기요. 초와 대화할 때는 차벌 내기요. 나 초와 당념 날 아니 개 진복해 말해. 아니 당념 날 때도 시다 차단지예요. 차단이도 또 대두 날 때는 얘기요. 초와 동안기 당신 동안랑 신기 마주바래스. 초와 대화야랑 신기 마주바래스. 어 대체네 아니 초와랑 신매버 공비 난조라 담바스. 어 딘데스도 아.
So then we turn to second, the meditation on the close mindfulness of feelings. And again, this is divided into various parts. But when we talk about meditation here, this kind of meditation is not just placement meditation, where one is placing the mind single-pointedly on an object, but rather this is analytical kind of meditation. We're engaging in investigation and analysis. So the first of the four parts of this meditation are refuting the inherent establishment of the sort of essence of feelings, and then refuting the cause of feelings as being inherently established, and refuting the sort of object of feelings as being inherently established, and then finally refuting the inherent establishment of the subject of feelings, so like the mind that is doing the feeling, so investigating in those various ways. So the first of these, again, is a refutation of the essence of feeling or the nature of feeling as being inherently existent. And this is divided into three separate points. First, looking at how our suffering feelings are not inherently established, how our sort of pleasant feelings are not inherently established. And then it doesn't have a specific kind of meditation on neutral feelings. Neutral feelings are not as important to us. It's really based upon our sort of pleasant feelings that we give rise to attachment, and when we have unpleasant or suffering feelings, we give rise to hatred and aversion and so forth, whereas our neutral feelings are not as important for this kind of investigation. And then finally, the third point is therefore how one is instructing a sort of yogi to abide in this meditation on feelings lacking any kind of inherent existence. So those are the various sort of topics.
Oh yeah, that indeed, that's it. Di lo shok ta. Oya, ta lu rang shing ji meba shindu, lu tenpa nyesha shindu, ani lu tenpa nyesha, lu rang shing ji matruba shindu, ani tsowa ya rang shing ji meba tenpa ni, dunga tenyi tuye na, jide rabka la mine es, 만족이 초와동아 초와동아 세배 초와동아라 덴바스니디 미대바 슈타포 제기여라 네 대와 대와레디 담바야 대와레 덴바스니베 이민쇼 제네야 데다 미차와 되바 찬데 미 찬데 길로 미제 미차와 되바 어 딘드기 만족을베 대두니 덴바스시네 초와 대와야 덴바시 덴바시 동아야 덴바시 다 된다 뭐마라 초와 동아야 덴바 마레 대와야 덴바 마레스 계시 소와 동아의 덴바초가 이나스고래 동아니도 동아 대니도 이나스 계시 동아 소와 동아의 대니도 이나스리 랑신지 투바 이나스고래 대코나니도 이나 랑신지에는 지대 랍갈라 미네스 어 지대 아니 아 랍갈라 미네스디 랍갈라나다 소와 가와 양나 소와 대와께와라 동아 랑신에 나졸라 니요라 샘기팅도 ndu ngantsige sem gi teng du gila dunga ya che gi yore cham cham dewa ya che gi yore kesi dunga chwa dunga che wi kapla chwa dunga de rangshin gi thuba ina ta chwa dunga de khati ina ten du de gu ten du de yong de cham ba de ni dewa che si khoga me ba cha du chwa dewa da dunga ni ga thui jile che yo ma ro ti che shi gi ma re chwa dunga yi de dewa che ye yo ma re dewa che de chwa dunga yo ma re 다 계시 초와랑라 집이 둥아데 덴바추바 이나스오레 아니 둥아 테니 두이에나 지데 랍갈라 미니에스디 지데 랍감 야나 초와 가와함 야나 초와 대와께와라 가르치는 내기요 말에 디 제랑만도 대와께기 두아스 초와 둥아 갑이 제라양 초와 대와께기 두아스 초와 둥아 초와 둥아 참참 초와 둥아께 참참 초와 대와께기 두아스 계시 초와 둥아 집이 깜라 둥아데 랑신지 추바이에나 dunga tiki rangshin ki chupa yinzang tar susu nganzu ki jila tsua dewa jisi kogab yuwa maare kain sinu dunga ko denpa chupa yindi kati yina yang dunga jang jang la dewa res te tena ane dewa jisi kogab mewa yinzang doa dewa tsua dewa jiwa la neki re ta di neki di karachan minne pa re dewa jiki duwaas dunga denpa chupa na dewa jisa yuwa maare dewa la neki re 이 가르치는 만해버려서 어디 지와다 되네 아니 소화 동아랑 신이네 버두버.
So then beginning with this point that our feelings like our body are also not inherently established. So beginning with the first half of verse 88, like how we established that our body is not inherently existent, yet we hold it to be sort of inherently or truly existent. So too, our feelings are not inherently existent, but yet we hold them to be truly existent. So the first half of 88 says, if suffering itself is truly real, why is joy not altogether quenched thereby? So when we have a kind of pleasant feeling, there's a desire not to be separated from that. We hold it to be like really truly existent. We want to hold on to that thing. And when we have a suffering feeling, we wish to be separated from that. We want to get rid of it as quickly as possible. But in actuality, our suffering and happiness are not really truly existent in the way that we perceive them to be or in the way that they appear to be to us. If it were the case that, say, in actuality, a suffering feeling were inherently existent, then why would it not destroy all of our joy at all times? If suffering, if that kind of unpleasant feeling is really truly established or inherently existent, then it wouldn't be possible for us to generate joy at any time. These two are a mutually exclusive kind of feeling. We can see in our own mental continuum, sometimes we are happy, sometimes we have pleasant kind of feelings and we have positive sorts of feelings, and other times we have suffering feelings. It's not as though we are always experiencing the same kind of feeling, but we can't have both suffering and happiness at the same time. However, if, say, the suffering that we experience were inherently existent, then it would destroy all joy. We wouldn't be able to give rise to joy ever. And so the, if it were the case that these feelings that we experience had that kind of inherent existence or real true existence, then one would say never be able to experience happiness if suffering were inherently existent, or if it were the case that our pleasant feelings were inherently existent, then how could we ever have suffering? And so here, this is getting at the problem that if there were such an inherent existence, either for our pleasant feelings or our unpleasant feelings, then how could it possibly be that we say experience joy even though we have previously experienced suffering?
Oh yeah, that is interesting.
So we'll stop there for today. If there are any questions, please ask. Oh.
Yeah.
Nyamdur da remba chegore ro wa gunso ta
je
ta tatu du yomare da
ro
jingi du ba yomare ni ta kunso du
a lis ye ji tan namji na ta ba le di wa ta lis ye ji yore si na yore si ta lis de yore si na yore ta lis yore si kan si na lis ye ji yore ti mena digi omare lisi ye lila tembi tsuwa dewa ta dunga naya tu go naya tu kamba naya tu oda menga la troke tu lina ko ta lisi ye yewi tarwa yore te ona yezu de kanje re siti zama ta yezu de nganzo ki lola samba nangshin nganzo ki chakpa jewa nangshin li tsa chenpo samba nangshin ji yomare nganzo ki li ne lui si ti tsa chenpo shio chi tenpa chupa zini pe rindan chenpo shio ziye jikdan o shenji lui si ti tsam tsam nge ku ngayi zare si ti shenji zayi lui de tong yong di pe shetan chak kongto shio sasa ki pe tsame tangsa ki lui to pe tenpa chupa ziye dinte ki lui ji yo ma res hachang pe tsa chenpo zini chakpa jie si jiri jie ki rindan yewi dinte ya ma re 하장 당화 체크에 그 류딘데야 말해스 어느 류스나 간지 요래스나 아니 옐라 초발레 때네 아니 답이 다 단예 좀 민점 지래 단 민점 좀 지래 단 나와도 민점 제때 민점 텔레 때네 아니 대두 땡기 요래 민점라 때네 다 대와 참참 리 리스에디 민점 레데 참참 아니 대두 팬에 대와 어 릴라 때네 드니 가르소 초와 대왈레 초와 동아레 어 릴라 네레 시에데 코타 민점직라 때네 용기 요레스 로 민점직라 변한 만도 밀람스나 밀람기 밀람기 초와 대와 밀람 밀람기 변한 밀람기 유즈도지 밀람가 룽바치포지라 레디 잠바 Teta mingzam re ma tu thayla milam nangla lumbat jibo yo ma roa. Re te nyi sewi kapla tango milam jibo ji tangsu mi nyi sewi kapla sem delang lang dao ji dewa jengi toa. Yang milam dukja da tango mi sewi nilam dao ta dukja dao tang yung di shoge la ma ji chowa ma jiwa ta di kare ino sami cho sem lang dunga ngam dao jengi toa. 明早起来点呢，天天坐电话打，都爱来约。对那些律师也这样，约的是约当的明早起来，他那点呢都爱来约嘛都。俺做给律师的明早起一把汗毛给我切，天天律师的这么多多，我呢就约我去切。他那天呢白化妆扎起不整，他点把出个整把了点呢，天天化妆扎起不当，先就留了化妆当我等的，你去七零的七一的对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对
对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对well, the body does exist. We would say that, of course, it exists. It's really, though, the way that it exists that we're trying to investigate. So, when we have the way that the body appears to us, if we really, like, sort of take that appearance and hold on to it, especially the way that our body appears to us as sort of like something really precious and something that we're really grasping onto, if we hold our body in that way, then we can give rise to like excessive attachment in relation to our own body, or say excessive aversion in relationship to an enemy's body. And this really comes from that sense of holding this body to be and really truly existent or inherently existent. But if we're able to instead recognize that our body is something that is merely designated, it's a mere name, a mere label that is given to this various collection of parts, we can understand, though, that this is how functionality works. So it's independence upon something that isn't inherently existent, but rather something merely designated, that we are able to, say, give rise to feelings and so forth. So we could take, for example, a dream. When you have in a dream, like say in your dream you go to a really pleasant, beautiful place, you know that that place isn't really truly existent as such. But when you wake up from that dream, you could still have sort of like an imprint left from that of like wanting that pleasant place that you had in your dream. Or if you have like a really bad dream or something fearsome, like kind of anxiety provoking happens, even if we like recognize that it's just the object of a dream, there's still a sort of feeling that can come from that. And so too it is with respect to our own body. Even though it lacks that kind of inherent existence, even though it's not truly existent as it appears to us, there's functionality from that. We can give rise to feelings and so forth. Things are able to work in that way. But when we don't understand that our body is merely designated on this basis, that's when we tend to give rise to these kinds of excessive amounts of attachment or aversion toward things. So there's recognizing that, you kind of need to hold the two together, that this body is something that doesn't exist in the way that it appears to us, but it does have existence. We're not sort of totally denying that, and it's really for the purpose of, because when we don't understand how it actually exists, we follow after, we get really under the control of our afflictive emotions from just following after the way that it appears to us. Does that?
Yeah. Li, the lead part, Tato Chiti, Lam Uma Latene, Lila Tagore, Lam Uma Latene, Lila Tato Chess. Pena, oh, Li, Nanto Tanda Machine Chen, Li, Temperature Zini Pe, Li Za Chimbo, Pe, Ne, Li, Sichen Pe, Za Chimbo Zi, Tindea Wares, Li Temperature Tani Pe, Ne, Li, the Pe, Za Chimbo, Sunny Tepe, Hajam Shenja Chetane, and Tamja Dig Chet Chek, Dinea Yomares.양덴바추가따니한다낭와라낭와라이체차니에류랑라낭잠라리덴바추가지네디니베하장차네리드자치보이쌈네따베디기체디디니랑류라차샌라디기체두디라너바차나샌들라시당지오딘데야치에마레스류군접기류디라하장차양 리 딱댄산에 니에요 말에 리 메레스니베 오다 리 메네 카르체체 나 세 두도지 산나 리요 말에 나기 말에 사 디아치에 디체나 아니 리 메바 따와이니 체다르 숨버도 리 딱댄산에 니에요 말 카이스나 두산아야 리시에지 예 요르코 민잠지 리요레 아니 랑기 카세 미쳐버지 싸와이니 민잠기 리들라 내기 인자 딱댄자니 다내 리 딱댄자니 녜마송 다 리민두 다내 가르쳐제리 녜 카세 미드바지사나 나 리민두사나 디 체와이나 디 체다 디기야 디기오마 카이스나 랑 딱댄자니 마녜나야 랑기 카세 미드바 투드오지사와이나 랑기 민잠기 리들레 내기오레 오 딜랑나 민잠기 리들랑나 랑라 츠와도 마찌기레 민잠기 리들 오 딘데 마인바 딘데 람 우마지라 때네 리짱거레 다 가라 안즈나스네 따데게 제종치고레스 오 디스그레
So we need to take kind of the middle way as far as taking care of our bodies. If we have this sense of, oh, my body is something so extremely precious and this is something that I really value so highly, and we're really kind of just obsessed with taking care of the body because we view it as being really truly existent in that way, then we're going to give rise to really strong attachment toward our body and doing things for this body. And when others say do something to harm us, we'll get really angry and so forth. And so we don't want to have that kind of sense of our body as being too important based upon it appearing as having this kind of real true existence. But we also don't want to take the sort of track from the idea that, my body is not something that can be found. When I search within this basis of designation, there's nothing findable as the body. We also don't want to fall into a kind of nihilistic view that's like, nothing can be found, so I don't really have a body. So if I eat poison, it won't matter because I don't have a body. Well, that's not true either. So it is we need to take this middle way where we understand that, yes, if you eat poison, you're going to harm your body. There's still cause and effect. But when we search for that thing as it appears to exist, we can't actually find it. So this body is not something that can be found. But yet, if we eat something that's bad for us, it's going to have an effect. So there's a recognition that there is cause and effect within that lack of inherent existence. Even though we can't find the body, this thing that is designated on this basis, we can still say when we eat poison, experience suffering feelings from that. And so we don't want to fall into a nihilistic kind of view where you're just like, yeah, I'm going to do whatever because this body really isn't truly existent. And we also don't want to fall into that view where you're holding your body to be so precious that it's kind of like an obsession. We want to have the middle way of taking care of our body. Does that help some?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Ken, quick.
So, I understand this is all talking about impermanence, but in Kamamrita Chenmal, there was a discussion of certain phenomena as permanent, like space. And I don't understand how you can have something be impermanent and permanent.
Give me talk about the share base.
Kagi.
Maybe I
Kagi. Leave me down.
Yeah, di mitaba chibu marwa.
Kagi tenda di.
Tanda di.
Oh, mitaba chibu mare. Li mitaba mitaba li chamba nyesha komdi mitaba la samlo tanga li mitaba la samlo tanga digire tenda di zo de li rangshin gi tongbala li mi chamba nyesha de zo da rangshin gi li rangshin gi ma chu bala.
Ani hatte ngo bo da mitaba ngo bo Nika rangshingi madubara.
Re, tabi cheyang rangshingi madubara. Mi tabi cheyang rangshingi madubara. Takpa siyaji, jik yorete. Namgara juwa mebata oji yorete. Juruwa mebi cheyaji yorete. Inayang diyang takpa siyaji ku tene takpa zamjire. Lo ipa takpa zamjimato. Takpa inayang ku rangshingi yomare. So diri.
So here, Kim, we're not just talking about impermanence. When we're talking about the close mindfulness of the body, it's not just contemplating its impermanence, but its lack of inherent existence. So things that are impermanent, that change moment to moment, as well as phenomena that are permanent, things like space, are both equal in lacking inherent existence. So this is not talking about just the body as being impermanent, and so therefore the idea of things as lacking inherent existence only applying to impermanent phenomena. Although that's kind of like we're discussing things that are impermanent, this equally applies to anything that is a permanent as well. And it's so when we're talking about the sort of close mindfulness of the body and so forth, it's not just contemplating the impermanence of it. It's the lack of inherent existence, which is more subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.